This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. This week's winter storms could jumpstart a late ski season. CPR's Stina Sieg reports Colorado's mountains could see several feet of snow over the next week and a half.
That would be a big deal for ski resorts. Several had to delay opening due to mild, dry weather. Chance Kiso is an editor with the website On the Snow, which tracks snow conditions. He says some of Colorado's resorts opened with only a few runs, or just one, available to guests.
You can only do the same run so many times in a day.
But new snow could open up a lot more terrain. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Wildfires are destabilizing insurance markets, and experts argue we're missing key data to truly understand their risk. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
The vast majority of wildfires destroy known structures, and a small percentage account for most structure loss. And then there are the extreme outliers. Colorado's Marshall Fire, Lahaina in Hawaii, the LA fires, and other blazes that reduce thousands of homes to smoking foundations. While still rare, they are rattling insurance markets, says Matthew Thompson. He's the lead author of a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Even though on an annual basis, we may lose $1 million, we may lose $10 million due to wildfire burning homes, there's a chance, however rare, that we could have a $40 billion event or a $50 billion event, or even worse.
The paper argues for better sharing and collection of data on the composition of neighborhoods and incidents impacting the built environment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
This is CPR News.